With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox says the Montana County Attorney, who's implemented an immediate crackdown on pregnant women found to be using drugs or alcohol, never consulted with him. Tim Fox, Montana's chief law enforcement officer, says Bighorn County Attorney Jay Harris
didn't consult with my office about his approach in pushing for prosecution of mothers and pregnant women that might be abusing some substance. And frankly, I think that kind of a blanket approach using threats is counterproductive.
Bighorn County Attorney Jay Harris says he will now seek restraining orders to prevent pregnant women from consuming alcohol or illegal drugs, particularly methamphetamine and opioids. If those orders are violated, his office would then seek to jail the women. That caught the attention and condemnation of several statewide organizations, including Planned Parenthood of Montana and the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana. Caitlin Borgman is ACLU's executive director.
It's discriminatory to treat pregnant women differently from other people who are suffering from substance addiction. But I think the more important point is that it is not only legally questionable, it's wrong as a matter of public policy.
If Bighorn County Attorney Harris attempts to enforce the policy, Borgman says ACLU will immediately file a court challenge. Harris declined Montana Public Radio's request for a taped interview. However, in emailed comments, he noted treatment should always be the preferred alternative to help expecting mothers overcome their addictions. But he adds a pregnant woman who persistently abuses drugs and/or alcohol is harming, potentially for a lifetime, a separate and innocent human being. Referring to the treatment versus crackdown approaches, Harris's email to MTPR reads, quote, "Carrots and sticks are both needed. Otherwise, we're relying entirely on the good conscience of an individual stuck in the grip of chemical dependency. The integrity and value of human life cannot rest entirely upon such reliance," close quote. ACLU of Montana's Caitlin Borgman says pregnant women with addiction problems need more carrots in their lives and fewer sticks.
It's already very difficult for women to find treatment programs that will accept pregnant women. And the last thing we want to do is make women afraid that they will be thrown in jail, that they might lose their existing children if they go and seek care, because then someone will discover that they have been using drugs or alcohol.
14 children in state protective custody died in 2017. Drug or alcohol use was a factor in most of those reports. A Justice Department review of those deaths says the state could prevent many future deaths by offering more drug and alcohol treatment services for pregnant women. It's a concept that has the backing of Montana Attorney General Tim Fox.
Individuals in crisis, particularly new mothers and pregnant women, aren't looking to become criminals. More often than not, I would suspect that if we engage them and create an atmosphere where they will self-report and seek help, we'll probably have better outcomes.
In 2014, a Ravalli County prosecutor charged a woman who tested positive for drugs with criminal endangerment. A court later threw out those charges. Bighorn County Attorney Jay Harris says he would initially seek civil, not criminal, interventions to protect unborn children. Harris also encourages the public to report any known instances of pregnant women who are using drugs or alcohol to the local sheriff's office. ACLU's Caitlin Borgman describes that addition as particularly disturbing.
This idea that we should be policing pregnant women is a frightening specter, and we don't want women to feel like everyone is out to get them rather than to help them.
Bighorn County Attorney Jay Harris says he will respond to any legal challenge to the new policy as appropriate in court. He adds he thinks most Bighorn County residents and most Montanans will agree with his new policy approach. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.